I think during my school life, I went from one extreme to the other. I went to school in 1942, where the school was being run, really, if it was still back in the 18th century almost, not quite as bad. But with the Curtis Report, the two Education Acts, the 47 and 48, I think it was, Education Acts, the school found it necessary to change the way it operated. I understand that when the inspectors went into the school in 1947, they were really quite appalled to see boys wandering around in uniforms as if they were still in the Edwardian era, the school being run on these very military lines. And I think that was almost a wake-up call to the Foundling Hospital. And this really brought a succession of headmasters, and these were really being brought in, I think, to really change the image. By 1949, a headmaster had joined the school who came from Beedales, which was a coeducational school, and he was really quite appalled at what he found. And he came in, and with all the best will in the world, he actually took all the brakes off immediately. So the children, they were straight into ordinary clothes. They were allowed to do whatever they liked. Those sorts of changes had quite a remarkable effect, and in fact, we just really we went wild, and I don't th you know that it was a good time in many ways, but it was also a time when you weren't sure what you were supposed to be doing. The headmaster allowed us to break the wards up into little sections. We could have curtains, we could have wardrobes, which we didn't have before, which really were all very good things, but it didn't really help for the discipline of the school. It was almost too much of a culture shock to the children themselves, and the children found themselves getting into mischief. So there were these great changes, and I think it was this transition from the very regimental, disciplined environment to this very relaxed one, which, while feeling good about it, was not, it was difficult to understand what was happening. And even at 14, it was difficult because we had no concept again of what was normal. We didn't know.